Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda Main Pran Chaitanya Charitamrita on Chalila Chapter 6 Lord Chaitanya Mahi Raghunath Das Goswami Chanda Bhakpanya Se Parila Koto Dure Se Bhakako He Raghunath Chanda Bhakakare Raghunath Das offered his obeisance by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Hearing this, Lord Nityananda said, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here, today I shall punish you." The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. "You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Make a festival and feed my associates yogurt and chipped rice." Hearing that, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of edibles and bring them back. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other edibles, and placed them all around. As soon as they heard that a great festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus, there were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more edibles from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots, and in these pots a Brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots, and half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champokala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on the raised platform, the Brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Among them were Ramdas, Sundarananda, Jadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakar, Sadashiva, Purandara, Dhananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwara Das, Mahesh, Gauri Das, Kodakrishna Das were also there. Similarly, Udharan Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all. For report, the devotees mentioned herein are described by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the son of Vasya. For further information, one can consult the following references in Adi Lila, Ramdas, chapter 10, etc. References. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other, chipped rice yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Each and every one of them were supplied 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt, and the other chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. A Others, who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganges, got down into the water and began eating their two kinds of chipped rice. Thus, some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, and some on the bank of the Ganges, and they were all supplied two pots each by 20 men who distributed the food. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered to the Lord. This prasad he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity, but you are engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched." Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night. I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river." Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. When the chipped rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda, Prabhu of meditation, brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chipped rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every paw, Lord Nityananda took one morsel of chipped rice and pushed it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also smiled and took a morsel of food and pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, were very fortunate to see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together, the two brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with them, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "All of you eat, chanting the holy name of Hari." Immediately, the holy names Hari Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names Hari Hari and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Jamuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu were extremely merciful, liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganges. All the confidential devotees, who were cowherd boys, headed by Sri Ramdas, were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganges to be the bank of the Jamuna. When the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chipped rice, yogurt, seeds, and bananas. As they came, bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased it all. He gave them the price for the goods and later fed them the very same food. Anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. There was food remaining in the three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and a Brahmana distributed to all the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a Brahmana brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. When a servant brought betel nuts and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees whatever flower garland, sandalwood pulp, and betel nuts remained. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was greatly happy ate some, and distributed the rest among his own associates. Thus I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relation to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Nityananda Prabhu rested for the day, and when the day ended, he went to the temple of Raghava Pandit and began congregational chanting the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu first influenced all the devotees to dance, and finally himself began dancing, thus inundating the entire world in ecstatic love. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but others could not. The dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be compared to anything in these three worlds. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to see it. After the dancing, after Lord Nityananda had rested, Raghava Pandit submitted his request to the Lord take supper. Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat down for supper with his personal associates and made a sitting place on his right side for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and sat down at his place. Seeing this, Raghava Pandit felt increased happiness. Raghava Pandit brought the prasad before the two brothers and thereafter distributed prasad to all of the Vaishnavas. There were varieties of cakes, sweet rice, and fine cooked rice that surpassed the taste of nectar. There were also varieties of vegetables. The food prepared and offered to the deity by Raghava Pandit was like the essence of nectar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there again and again to eat such prasad. When Raghava Pandit offered the food to the deity after cooking, he would make separate offering for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat at the house of Raghava Pandit. Sometimes he would give Raghava Pandit the opportunity to see him. Raghava Pandit would bring and distribute prasad to the two brothers, feeding them with great attention. They ate everything, and thereafter there was no remnants left. He brought so many preparations no one could see them perfectly. Indeed, it was a fact that the Supreme Mother Radharani personally cooked in the house of Raghava Pandit. Srimati Radharani received from Durvasa Muni the benediction that whatever she cooked would be sweeter than nectar. That is a special feature of her cooking. Aromatic and pleasing to see, the food was the essence of all sweetness. Thus the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, ate it with great satisfaction. All the devotees present requested Raghunath Das to sit down and take prasad, but Raghava Pandit told them he will take prasad later. All the devotees took prasad, filling themselves to the brim. Thereafter, chanting the holy name of Hari, they stood up and washed their hands and mouths. After eating, the two brothers washed their hands and mouths. Then Raghava Pandit brought flower garlands and sandalwood pulp and decorated them. Raghava Pandit offered them betel nuts and worshipped their lotus feet. He also distributed betel nuts, flower garlands, and sandalwood pulp to the devotees. Raghava Pandit, being very merciful towards Raghunath Das, offered him the dishes with the remnants of food left by the two brothers. He said, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has eaten this food. If you take his remnants, you will be released from the bondage of your family. The Supreme Personality of God always resides either in the heart or in the home of a devotee. This fact is sometimes hidden and sometimes manifest, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully independent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive, and therefore he resides everywhere. Anyone who doubts this will be annihilated. In the morning, after taking his bath in the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat. Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. To Raghava Pandit he submitted his desire. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon, I have tried my best many times, but I have never been successful. Every time I tried to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at his lotus feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful toward me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. After hearing this appeal of Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the King of Heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, does not like it at all. Therefore, let every one of you be merciful towards him and give him the benediction that he may soon attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and what to speak of heavenly happiness. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is offered sublime poetic prayers by those trying to attain his favor. Thus he is known as Uttama Sloka. Being very eager to gain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharata, although in the prime of youth, gave up his very attractive wife, affectionate children, most beloved friends, and opulent kingdom, exactly as one gives a stool after his feeding. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das near him, placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head, and began to speak. My dear Raghunath Das, he said, since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then, after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took his supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Hari, came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of the secretaries through Damodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being assured of all this, return to your home. Very soon, without impediments, you will attain the shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to the lotus feet. After taking leave, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and all the other Vaishnavas, Sri Raghunath Das consulted secretly with Raghava Pandit. After consulting with Raghava Pandit, he secretly delivered 100 gold coins and about 7 tolos of gold to the hand of Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. Raghunath Das admonished the treasurer, do not speak about this to Lord Nityananda Prabhu now, but when he returns home, kindly inform him about this presentation. Thereupon, Raghava Pandit took Raghunath Das to his home. After introducing him to the deity, he gave Raghunath Das a garland and a sandalwood pulp. He gave Raghunath Das a large quantity of prasad to eat on his way home. Then Raghunath Das again spoke to Raghava Pandit. I want to give money, he said, just to worship the lotus feet of the great devotee servants and sub-servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As you think fit, give 20, 15, 12, 10, or 5 coins to each of them. Raghunath Das drew up an account of the amount to be given and submitted to Raghava Pandit, who then made up a list showing how much money was to be paid to each and every devotee. With great humility, Raghunath Das placed 100 gold coins and about 2 tolos of gold before Raghunath Das for all the other devotees. After taking dust from the feet of Raghava Pandit, Raghunath Das returned to his home, feeling greatly obligated to Lord Nityananda Prabhu because of having received his merciful benediction. From that day on, he did not go into the interior section of the house. Instead, he would sleep on the Durga Mandapam. There, however, the watchman already kept guard. Raghunath Das was thinking of various means by which to escape their vigilance. At that time, all the devotees of Bengal were going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das could not accompany them, for they were so famous that he would immediately have been caught. Thus Raghunath Das thought deeply how to escape. And one night when he was sleeping on the Durga Mandapam, the priest Yadunandan Acharya entered the house when only 4 dandas remained until the end of the night. Yadunandan Acharya was the priest and spiritual master of Raghunath Das. Although born in a Brahmin family, he had accepted the mercy of Vasudevata. Purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that all those atheists who have deviated from the order of Sri Advaita Acharya introduced themselves as followers, but when Acharya they would not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Yadunandana Acharya, one of the most confidential followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was the initiated disciple of Advaita Acharya. He was not polluted by sentimental distinctions, classifying Vaishnavas according to birth. Therefore, although Vasudeva Datta had not been born in a Brahmin family, Yadunandana Acharya accepted Vasudeva Datta as his spiritual master. Yadunandana Acharya had been officially initiated by Advaita Acharya, thus he considered Lord Chaitanya his life and soul. When Yadunandana Acharya entered the house of Raghunath Das and stood in the courtyard, Raghunath Das went there and fell down to offer his obeisances. One of Yadunandana Acharya's disciples had been worshipping the deity but had left that service. Yadunandana Acharya wanted Raghunath Das to induce the disciple to take up that service again. Yadunandana Acharya requested Raghunath Das, please induce the Brahmana to resume the service, for there is no other Brahmana to do it. After saying this, Yadunandana Acharya took Raghunath Das with them and went out. By that time, all the watchmen were deeply asleep because it was the end of the night. East of the house of Raghunath Das was the house of Yadunandana Acharya. Yadunandana Acharya and Raghunath Das talked together as they went towards that house. Halfway along the path, Raghunath Das submitted to the lotus feet of his spiritual master, I shall go to the home of that Brahmana, induce him to return and send him to your home. You may go home without anxiety. Following your order, I shall persuade the Brahmana. On this plea, after asking permission, he decided to go away. Raghunath Das thought, this is the greatest opportunity to go away because this time there are no servants or watchmen with me. Thinking this way, he quickly proceeded towards the east. Sometimes he turned around and looked back, but no one was following him. Thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he left the general path and proceeded with great haste on one not generally used. Giving up the general path from village to village, he passed through jungles, thinking with heart and soul about the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He walked about 30 miles in one day, and in the evening he took rest in the cow shed of a milkman. When the milkman saw that Raghunath Das was fasting and gave him some milk, Raghunath Das drank the milk and lay down to rest there that night. At the house of Raghunath Das, the servants and watchmen, not seeing him there, immediately went to inquire about it from the spiritual master Yadunandana Acharya. Yadunandana Acharya said, he has already asked my permission and returned home. Thus there arose a tumultuous sound as everyone cried, now Raghunath Das has gone away. Raghunath Das's father said, now all the devotees from Bengal have gone to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das has fled with them. 10 men should meet to go and catch and bring him back. Raghunath Das's father wrote a letter to Shivananda Sen asking him with great humility, please return my son. In Jankara, the 10 men caught up with a group of Vaishnavas going to Nilachala. After delivering the letter, the men inquired from Shivananda Sen about Raghunath Das, but Shivananda replied, he did not come here. The 10 men returned home, and Raghunath Das's father and mother were filled with anxiety. Raghunath Das, who had been resting at the milkman's house, got up early in the morning. Instead of going to the east, he turned his face south and proceeded. He crossed Chatrabhoga, and instead of going on the general path, he proceeded in the path that went from village to village. Chatrabhoga, now known as Chadakadi, is in the district of 24 Paganas in West Bengal, is situated near the celebrated village Jayanagar Majilapura. Formerly the Ganges or some of its branches flowed through this region. Sometimes Chatrabhoga is misunderstood to have been a village on the river Kamsai Nadi in Benapole. Not caring about eating, he traveled all day. Hunger was not an impediment, for his mind was concentrated upon obtaining shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he chewed fried grains, sometimes he cooked, and sometimes he drank milk. In this way, he kept his life and soul together with whatever was available wherever he went. He reached Jagannath Puri in 12 days. He could only eat for 3 days on the way. When Raghunath Das met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was sitting with him. Companions headed by Sarup Namadar. Staying at a distant place in the courtyard, he fell down to offer obeisances. Then Mukunda Datta said, here is Raghunath. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he immediately welcomed Raghunath Das. Come here, he said. Raghunath Das then clasped the lotus feet of the Lord, but the Lord stood up and embraced him. out of his causeless mercy. Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of all the devotees headed by Sri Damodar Goswami. Seeing the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had bestowed upon Raghunath Das, they all embraced him also. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore, the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole in which people pass through. Therefore, according to the law of karma, everyone is destined to suffer and enjoy according to a certain material standard. But the mercy of Lord Krishna is so powerful that the Lord can change all reaction towards past karma or creative activities." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically drew attention to the mercy of Lord Krishna. "That mercy is more powerful than anything else, for it saved Raghunath Das from the strong bondage of materialistic life, which the Lord compared to a hole where people pass through." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his verdict that those addicted to the materialistic way of life are known as worms that live in a stool but cannot give it up. Like Rihavrata, one who has decided to live in a comfortable home, although it is actually miserable, is in the condemned position. Only the mercy of Krishna can save one from such misery. Without Krishna's mercy, one cannot get out of the filthy entanglement of materialistic life. The poor living entity cannot give up his materialistic position on his own. Only when granted the special mercy of Krishna can he give it up. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew very well that Raghunath Das was already liberated. Nevertheless, he emphasized that Raghunath Das's life of material comfort, a very rich man's, as a very rich man's son with a very beautiful wife and many servants to attend him, but like a ditch of stool. The Lord thus specifically indicated that ordinary men who are very happy with material comforts and family life are in no better position than worms in a stool. Raghunath Das answered within his mind, "I do not know who Krishna is. I simply know that your mercy, O my Lord, has saved me from my family life." The Lord continued, "Your father and elder brother are both related as brothers to my grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti. Therefore, I consider them my grandfathers." Nilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was very intimately related to Raghunath Das's father and uncle. Nilambar Chakravarti used to call them his younger brothers because both of them were very devoted to the Brahmanas and were very respectable gentlemen. Similarly, they used to call him Dada Chakravarti, addressing him as an elder brother. Brahmana. Raghunath Das, however, was almost the same age as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, a grandchild may joke about his grandfather. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took advantage of the relationship between his grandfather and Raghunath Das's father and uncle to speak in a joking way. "Since your father and his elder brother are younger brothers of Nilambar Chakravarti, I may joke with them about them in this way. My dear Raghunath Das, your father and elder brother, his elder brother, are just like worms in a stool in the ditch of material enjoyment, for the great disease of poison of material enjoyment is what they consider happiness. When a man is attached to material enjoyment, he is attached to many miserable conditions, but nevertheless he accepts his condemned position as one of happiness. Sense enjoyment is so strong for such a person that he cannot give it up, exactly as a worm in a stool cannot give up the stool. From the spiritual point of view, when a person is too absorbed in material enjoyment, exactly like a worm in a stool. Now, although such a position is utterly miserable to the eyes of liberated souls, the materialistic enjoyer is greatly attached to it. Although your father and uncle are charitable to Brahmins and greatly help them, they are nevertheless not pure Vaishnavas. However, they are almost like Vaishnavas. Purport, as stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya, some people, usually very rich men, dress like Vaishnavas and give charity to Brahmins. They are also attached to deity worship. But because of their attachment to material enjoyment, they cannot be pure Vaishnavas. Ani Abhilashi Vasunya Jnana Karma Dhiravartam. The pure Vaishnava has no desire for material enjoyment. That is the basic quality of a pure Vaishnava. There are men, especially rich men, who regularly worship the deity, give charity to Brahmins, and are highest in every respect, but they cannot be pure Vaishnavas. Despite their outward show of Vaishnavism and charity, their inner desire is to enjoy a higher standard of material life. Raghunath Das's father Hiranyadas and uncle Govardhan were very charitable to the Brahmanas. Indeed, the Brahmanas from the Gaudiya district were particularly dependent upon them, thus they were accepted as very pious gentlemen. However, they presented themselves as Vaishnavas to the eyes of people in general, although from a purely spiritual point of view, they were ordinary human beings, not pure Vaishnavas. Actual Vaishnavas considered them almost Vaishnavas, not pure Vaishnavas. In other words, they were Kanishta Adhikaris, for they were ignorant of higher Vaishnav regulator principles. Nevertheless, they could not be called Vishayi or blind materialistic enjoyers. Those who are attached to materialistic life and are blind to spiritual life must act in such a way that they are bound to repeated birth and death by the actions and reactions of their activities. As clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, yagatat kamanonyakar loko yam karma bandhanai, if one does not act as a pure devotee, whatever acts he performs will produce reactions of food of bondage. And Srimad Bhagavatam has said, a materialistic person madly engaged in activities for sense enjoyment does not know that he is entangling himself in repeated birth and death, and that his body, although temporary, is full of misery. A vishayi, a person blindly caught in the web of materialistic life, remains in the cycle of birth and death perpetually. Such a person cannot understand how to execute pure devotional service, and therefore he acts as a karmi, jnani, yogi, or something else, according to his desire. But he does not know that the activities of karma, jnani, and yoga simply bind one to the cycle of birth and death. By his own free will, Lord Krishna has delivered you from such a condemned materialistic life. Therefore, the glories of Lord Krishna's causes mercy cannot be expressed. Report in Brahma Samhita, it is said, Karmani Nirdahaji Kinducha Bhakti Bhajan. Lord Krishna is so merciful that he can stop the reaction of karma for his devotee. Everyone from a small insect called Indragobha to Indra, the King of Heaven, is bound by the reactions of fruit of activities. Everyone, whether an insect or a king of heaven, is entangled and bound up by the actions and reactions of his karma. However, one becomes a pure devotee, free from materialist desires and from bondage to karma, jnana, and yoga. One is freed from material actions and reactions by the causeless mercy of Krishna. One cannot express sufficient gratitude to Krishna for being freed from the materialistic way of life. Seeing Raghunath Das skinny and dirty because of having traveled for 12 days and fasted, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart melting due to causeless mercy, spoke to Swarup Damodar. My dear Swarup, he said, I entrust this Raghunath Das to you. Please accept him as your son or servant. There are now three Raghunaths in my association. From this day forward, this Raghunath should be known as the Raghu of Swarup Damodar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had three Raghus among his associates, Vaidya Raghunath, Bhakta Raghunath, and Das Raghunath. Das Raghunath became celebrated as the Raghunath of Swarup. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grasped the hand of Raghunath Das and entrusted the hands of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami accepted Raghunath Das, saying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever you order is accepted. He then embraced Raghunath Das again. I cannot properly express the affection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his devotees. Being merciful towards Raghunath Das, the Lord spoke to Govinda. On the way, Raghunath Das has fasted and undergone hardships for many days. Therefore, take good care of him for some days, so he may eat to his satisfaction. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, go bathe in the sea. Then see Lord Jagannath in the temple and return here to take your meal. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and went to perform his midday duties, and Raghunath Das met all the devotees present. Having seen the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya upon Raghunath Das, all the devotees, struck with wonder, praised his good fortune. Raghunath Das took his bath in the sea and saw Lord Jagannath. Then he returned to Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda offered him a plate with the remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghunath Das accepted the prasad with great happiness. Raghunath Das stayed under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and Govinda supplied him remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food for 5 days. Beginning from the 6th day, Raghunath Das would stand at the gate known as Simadwar to beg alms after the Pushpanjali ceremony, in which flowers were offered to the Lord. After finishing their prescribed duties, many servants of Lord Jagannath, who are known as Vishayis, return home at night. If they see a Vaishnava standing at the Simadwara begging alms, out of mercy they arrange with the shopkeepers to give him something to eat. Thus it is a custom for all time that a devotee who has no other means of support stands at the Simadwara gate to receive alms from the servants. a completely dependent Vaishnava, thus chants the holy name of the Lord all day and sees Lord Jagannath with full freedom. It is the custom for some Vaishnavas to beg from the charity booths and eat whatever they obtain, whereas others stand at night at the Simhadwara gate begging alms from the servants. Renunciation is the basic principle of sustaining the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Seeing this renunciation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of God, is extremely satisfied. So, that is the basic story of Raghunathdas Goswami. So, any questions? Huh? Raghunathdas. Oh, he says he's a thief. I suppose that's because he's a very wealthy person. And of course he was, when he came there to the Sinitananda Prabhu, he was staying in the back. He wasn't coming forward as if he was guilty or something. So then he was joking with them, saying, "You're like a thief." And he also had much money, so therefore he decided to have him spend his money for the Vaishnavas.
What was the internal reason?
That's humility. Because he thinks he is a Vishayi. Because he is wealthy, etc. He wanted to join Lord Chaitanya, but his parents forbade him, etc. So he had to stay in his house all this time.
Did
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ask him to be home with the wife and all?
He was not interested,
just that he was coming home with the family. Yeah, so that was his test, see how strong his determination was. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, finally he was able to leave, and Lord Chaitanya accepted him. Yeah, of course, he had wife, etc. I don't know if he had children, but anyway, he came from a wealthy family, and he was giving gold away, so there was no question of no support for the wife afterwards. And his father and mother later accepted that he stay away. When they found out he was in Puri, they allowed him to stay. So some arrangement was made for the wife.